Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
501. Into the happy hour we go. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matthew Scraby. It's been a little fun. Scraby and Chris arguing with one another.
Oil and water over here.
Per usual.
I try to be nice every single day.
Oh, get out of here.
I try to be nice every single
Does
day.
Does he? Tony?
You try to be nice?
I come in here with the attitude of trying to be nice.
I don't think that's accurate. Pretty much every time Chris walks into the back room, Victor, you got something snarky.
Right.
A little comment.
First thing of the day is always snark. Snark.
It's always like me. It's always like me looking at my watch and like tapping it or something like that.
There's a snark of
some
sort.
I'm pretty sure each day you walk in, Scraby sees you, and there's irritation.
Yeah.
Yesterday, you asked him to hook you up with some recordings. He was like, no, I don't feel like doing
okay,
that.
Okay, can we
didn't
talk?
Do it.
I don't feel like
I
doing it.
I didn't want to do it at that moment,
he
even
uses,
though it was his job.
He used...
Oh, I know that got out of your skin.
Tony knows there's a hot button and it just got hit. You could go and learn, Mr. Ello.
Really?
It's great. Oh, I would really highly recommend you guys rewind that tape and look at his face right after Chris said, oh, it's kind of your job. Oh, I knew that got out of your skin.
I've never seen anybody get madder at the silliest stuff, honestly.
I think Chris is on to something.
You're going to be married for like a week and a half at this rate.
Did we end up talking about the NCAA rescinding the rule? Did we get into that
no,
yet?
No. You guys can go ahead and talk
2 days
about
that. In coming, that topic has been.
Well, yesterday we talked about the SEC head rep, Sankey.
Yeah, Greg Sankey.
Sending a letter.
I want to talk to Sankey.
Sending a letter to the NCAA, basically begging them to reverse course on allowing student athletes to bet on professional sports. Well, it just kind of goes to show you that it's either a coincidence or it just kind of shows you the power the SEC has. Because today...
Well, it's no coincidence.
Exactly. Today, the NCAA has delayed what was supposed to start, what, in a couple of days?
November here? 1st.
Yeah, 2 days on Friday.
College athletes are supposed to be able to bet.
That will be delayed. Yeah. Now, what comes of this delay, I don't know. But the mere fact that Sankey wrote a letter, we found out he wrote a letter yesterday, and today they are delaying it. SEC's got some power.
They have all the power.
Big time.
Yeah, but...
Because remember, this is the same conference that had kind of been in negotiations to kind of break off along...
And the NCAA would do anything to kiss their to keep them around, because the SEC probably is more powerful than the NCAA at this point. The NCAA wasn't going to listen to anybody who was the voice of reason out there telling them that allowing kids just giving them the go-ahead. We know they're going to gamble already. We know people are going to sneak it around and do that. But to just go ahead and give them the green light.
Seems crazy.
Just so stupid. I mean, honestly, kids, if you're out there, when it comes to gambling, many of you need a little protection from yourselves.
Self. Oh, without a doubt.
So, you know, that's, I think, you know, I know we're not supposed to ever tell everybody what to do, and I'm not a fan of that either. But when it comes to gambling, I think when I was younger, I didn't get it. Yeah. I just gambled because it was fun. I didn't get all of the potential pitfalls. So, you know, allowing college kids got enough to deal with, enough to worry about, and just saying, yeah, go ahead. You know, let's get it above the board. I think that's just a dumb idea. And so hopefully the NCAA will stay, you know, keep listening to Sankey on this
I think because I grew up in the household I grew up in terms of my dad playing professional baseball, yeah. gambling was just
pretty taboo.
Kind of looked at very taboo-ish. And so, like,
I mean, my dad took me to the racetrack when I was 9.
Yeah, no.
He thought it was kind of fun.
Right.
He taught me how to go up to the window and say the bet,
right,
you know?
Right.
And my first horse won. I, you know, obviously it's a great feeling. Yeah. There's a high that goes with it.
See, I can understand a dad wanting to share that moment, but at the same time educating you on the dangers of gambling. Chris just shook his head no.
My dad did not educate on that one.
But yeah, the NCAA has made a smart decision, one of the few they've made in quite some time, I must say, to delay this. Now, there was no statement released, at least today, from the NCAA, but the word did come out that they will delay upon, I guess, further review.
Yeah, I'm looking for any quotes or here, but don't really see much. As to Baker says, Baker's Charlie Baker. He's the president of the NCAA. So with all due respect, Charlie. But he says, we run the largest integrity program in the world on sports betting across all the various games. Sadly, we've discovered some... And I don't know what that has to do with. Never mind.
That's why I said that, because yeah, the Charlie Athletic just kind of put stuff in there that doesn't necessarily speak to them
delaying.
This
just seems like such a no-brainer.
Yeah.
You know, I get how the professional leagues have, you know, done this because of the money... But I still wish that somebody would step up and say, you know what, we'll get our money elsewhere.
Is it
Pat? I know they won't, but...
Is it Pat Narduzzi? Is that how you say the head coach's name for Pittsburgh? You like this quote. He said, notably from Pittsburgh football coach Pat, I'm assuming it's Narduzzi, who on Monday called it absolutely one of the stupidest decisions I've ever seen.
Very good, Pat. Boom. Yeah, I'm rooting for the Pitt Panthers the rest of the way.
All right, let's downshift. I mentioned this earlier. Dwayne Kuiper, literally one of my favorite
broadcaster for the
Hit
one home run in his MLB career.
One of the best voices you'll have in our game.
He's good. He's the one that always used to say, when Bonds was hitting them, out of here!
Yeah, he does do that. He goes, it is out of here!
And he had a lot to call those years,
yes,
obviously.
He had some interesting comments, at least former big leaguer, by the way. This is a guy who basically
he
raised your guys' favorite Mark Mudcant Grant as a rookie. This was his vet. And he talked a little bit about Vitello and how this job could go based on the vets that he has in his locker room.
I think the first thing, and it would be like this in basketball or football or any of the pro sports, is the younger guys, this doesn't affect them at all.
Yeah.
But the older guys, you're going to have to win them over. And it's kind of tricky. I mean, if you start getting the spring training and you start running high school Harry drills and, you know, college stuff, you know, these veteran guys are going to go, no, that's not how we do things around here.
High school,
so he's going to have to.
I like that.
Oh, high school Harry
drills. I haven't heard
that
since the old day. There's a clip of an old football coach named Norm Van Brocklin who was a great. You know, we've mentioned him before. He's the passing yardage record, but he coached the Falcons one year and he said guys on the bench were, you know, messing around during the game, and he looked over his shoulder. The NFL films had him, you know, mic'd up, and he said, enough with all this Harry high school bleep going on over here. So I hadn't heard that Harry high school thing until just now. Dwayne Kuiper, good one.
I think Kuyt may be onto some. I don't know if it's going to go down like that, but the veterans will be the one that you have to convince.
I just really can't wait for the first time that Tony Vitello has to have a hard conversation with Rafael Devers and just see how that goes over.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think anybody can have a good heart-to-heart with
I wasn't
him,
trying
probably.
To take a shot at Devers. I was just saying.
No, but the money, that's a thing.
That changes.
Right. 1,000%.
Yeah, right. Because Devers knows he has security.
Yeah. Like,
y'all traded for me. Y'all gave up a whole bunch to
get
him.
Yeah, I'm not going to go do your Harry high school
now,
stuff.
Listen, did you want me to play first base?
Now, listen, Devers, I'm sure, is a pro. He'll figure it out. But those are the type of pitfalls that could be, you know, there for Vitello as he takes over. I'm sure all these guys are going to come in with an open mind. But I tell you, man, losing can start to close minds very fast. And so you hope that they get off to a good start. You hope that these guys are open-minded.
I hope they
enough.
Don't get off to a good start. I hope the Padres bury them. By the way, part. Dwayne Kuiper, see, you guys don't know, but he played, obviously, in the bigs. He played for the Tribe and also the Giants. Now, he played quite a while, Tony.
Yes, he did.
3,379 at-bats worth. He had 271. That's a pretty good career average,
hell
but it's
yeah.
a different world because most of that was singles and stuff. But Dwayne Kuiper, I believe, holds the record. The most at-bats in big league history with only one home run. Count them, one.
You know, if I had but a record like that, I would celebrate it.
Well, he probably does because the one guy he hit it off of was fellow broadcaster, now the Cubs, Steve Stone.
Got him.
That's the only one he hit.
White
so
Sox.
I bet you, or White Sox
yes,
now, yeah.
Used to be with the Cubs.
Used to be with the Cubs. But I bet you whenever Kuiper runs into him in the press box, that's a moment. So
that would be fun.
Flexing on him as he walks by him.
All right, I found the incident that Chris.
What incident?
Schneider just hit a home run to lead off the World Series.
Let's
everybody.
Go! Blake Snell already in trouble.
Wow.
What did you find?
When Chris told me I should do my job and the reactions. So I'll put that up on
that definitely
YouTube
has to go
and
up.
Instagram.
We can't play it right now.
Quinn
I want to see
Chris.
It now. I want instant gratification.
It's not the same unless you can see the face.
All right, fine. Let me get it up on StreamYard real quick, and then we'll go with it. But you guys can talk about the game for a second.
Well, I mean, it's time to go to break is what it's time to do. It's 5:11.
All right, we'll play it on the other side.
Let's do that. More Gwinnick. Hold up. Let's
make sure.
Let's delay this train here. We're going to delay it just a little bit.
Where guests come on the show, Tony?
Yes, they come via the David P. Shapiro fan hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com.
2-0.
Back to back!
Vladdy Jr.! That'll get everybody's attention up there.
More Gwynn and Chris on the other side.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good song there. Do not play it, though, on November 2nd, Scrape.
Thank you, Chris.
As soon as Halloween's over, that's it.
It's got to go.
Got to be done with. Coming up in a moment, Scraby will play his reaction to when I told him it was his job to basically cut commercial breaks for me. This hour brought to you by Toyota. Poway voted San Diego's number one Toyota dealer by USA Today. APR is as low as 0%. Tons of new Toyotas. They're on the ground, which is a good place for them. No tricks, only treats during the Trucktober sales event happening now at Toyota Poway or online, toyotapoway.com, the heart of San Diego.
Do you think Fox is going to get in trouble for this? Can this be like an FCC deal right here?
No, but they're flirting with it. They're flirting. They keep showing the tag going into Varsho's crotch.
Yeah, like over and over again.
Varsho getting thrown out stealing to end the first inning, but Toronto certainly firing a salvo at Blake Snell and the Dodgers. First pitch of the game hit out of the ballpark by Davis Schneider. Third pitch hit of the game hit out of the ballpark by Guerrero. So just like that, 2-0 Jays in pivotal game five. All right, so earlier, not that long ago.
I think it was last 20 minutes ago. Yeah.
Scraby, I don't know what we were yelling at each other for. These things start to run together in my mind.
Me
we
too.
Argue so much. But I said something to the effect of Scraby, or Tony brought this up and said, how come you were in such a bad mood yesterday? When Chris came in, he asked you to help him with a spot, and you said no. And then we came to the, I think we all agreed that that was your job to do that.
Well, I don't
but
know.
But you didn't necessarily agree that that was correct.
He said we all agree.
So, yeah, look at Scraby's face. This is, I guess, what we're calling attention to.
Yes.
On the YouTube chat. For the rest of you driving, you'll have to bear with us a moment.
Or you can go to our YouTube later at Quinn and Chris SD.
All right.
Pretty sure each day you walk in, Scraby sees you, and there's irritation.
Yeah.
Yesterday, you asked him to hook you up with some recordings. He was like, no, I don't feel like doing
okay,
that.
Okay,
didn't do it.
I don't feel like
I
doing
didn't
it.
Didn't want to do it at that moment,
he
even
uses,
though it was his job.
He used.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing there's a desk or a table there behind your chair. You might have backed yourself right out through the window.
You know what the crazy part is? On the right day, he's in a decent mood today. If he'd have been in one of his like.
Yeah, real
high
moods.
Stress days. Oh, there might have been something thrown across.
There'd have been no rescuing him.
Yeah, on a high stress day, I could see myself taking it to the next level and making it really awkward. But today, I'm having a good time.
Oh, you're just such a terrific
guy. I'm a dandy human.
Terrific fella. All right, we are back. And is there anything we've left over?
We've already talked about Sankey.
Got Mr. Sankey out of the way.
You guys want to talk about this USD Aztecs game tonight?
Well, yeah, I would if I knew more about it.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if it's open to the public or not.
Okay, so we won't.
But
be
the Aztecs and USD
that?
Are having some sort of scrimmage tonight. I do know that I was, you know, the women are opening up Monday in Anaheim. They're taking on UCLA, and you talk about having like a long odds to win a game. I was on ESPN.com this morning. I checked the women's basketball page from time to time, and they had a list of the top 25 players in all of women's college basketball right now, Tony. UCLA has three of the top 17. That's who the Aztecs are going to be.
Wow.
Suffice to say, as I wrote my pal, you know, our guy Ben Pearson at the Aztecs, and I said, Ben, don't look now, but UCLA has Lauren Betts and Kiki Rice, and they have a transfer that came in. They're all in the top 17. I said, suffice to say, Aztecs don't have anyone on the top 25 list at the moment. So that is going to be quite the challenge Monday night.
How does this UCLA team compare to the LSU team they played last year?
Well, the UCLA team from last year beat LSU.
Oh, okay.
On the way to the Final Four. And it's the UCLA's got everybody back. Plus, they added a transfer who's a top 15 player in the nation. Other than that, UCLA should be very good.
Notre Dame? Where'd the transfer come from?
Utah. Actually. Her name's Nee Kemp or something. Last name. Gianna Nee Kemp or something. Anyway, I've not heard of her, but she's a top 15 player, so she must be all right. Anyway, that'll be Monday. The Aztec men open Tuesday, right? Long Beach State. 49ers. They're not even, you know what? I don't believe they are the 49ers anymore.
Really?
I think they've gotten away from it. No, I don't think they are. I think they're, the baseball team started it with the old dirt bag.
Yeah.
But I don't think Long Beach State goes by the 49ers anymore.
Interesting.
And that's actually a fair question because I don't know what they go by.
Let's see.
Yeah, it might be something worth looking up while you have a moment.
I am looking at it right now.
Does something happen? What did Travis Kelce do during the national anthem Monday night?
Didn't see it. I was stuck watching the baseball game.
I'm looking it up right now. Something went viral. What did he do? All right, there's Mahomes standing there with his hands behind his back, swaying gently to the music. Kelce's, he's kind of just getting loose. He's jumping up and down, kicking his feet out.
So people,
but his hand is over his heart as he's doing it. So Mahomes does not have his hand over his heart.
This is... don't get me started on that.
People find something else to do. Will you please?
Right.
Goodness.
It says it's known as the beach, but that's not what
right?
I'm looking
no,
for.
No, that's what they're... You're not going to find it. It's weird.
It's... Gotcha. A little clickbait there. Get you in there.
I mean, you can't find it anywhere.
No, Long Beach State does not... Their team nickname...
It's just the beach.
It's the beach now.
It is the beach.
The beach. It is,
Long
yeah.
Beach State, the beach.
The nickname replaced the previous name 49ers in 2018. Why'd you throw something?
I'm out of here. This is ridiculous.
Scraby Chronicles should be lit tonight.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
What, the whole beach thing has you irate?
Yeah, you can't go beach.
That's like, what they are.
That's what they are, man.
They're the beach.
Okay.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I
not
mean,
the 49ers.
Tell me
anymore.
You weren't trying
to
when
be, you...
You
don't have to be mad at everything, Scraby. You
well,
can just not care.
I didn't know why they were the 49ers to begin with, because I don't know if there was a lot of gold rushing happening down in Long Beach area back in the day.
Wasn't around during that time, so I couldn't tell.
Chris was.
I've been around all days. I was down before. Honestly, I was there before Long Beach even came into being. So
really?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Nah, I don't think so.
No.
All right.
All right, so that's we're killing time at the moment. I must tell you.
Well, your job is to kill time, so
gotta get us there, buddy.
Mookie Betts is batting third. That didn't do him any good. He struck out to end the bottom of the first.
All right, I know what we could talk about. The
Dodgers
other side.
Went quickly, so it's still 2-0 Jays.
Update: Padres managerial search on
Please.
The other side.
Okay.
Well, we still got about, 30 seconds before we can actually break away. So,
someone's telling me there's a shark mascot now for Long Beach State called LB.
That's just a mascot, right? So it's a shark, Long Beach Sharks? Is that what we're going with?
No, it's the beach.
And
Long
so,
Beach
because,
State?
Because sharks live at the beach. Is that why it's a mascot?
I guess so.
Is that the reach we're going
with? Oh,
their
shark is a mascot?
That's what Scraby just told
us. The shark used to be a mascot at UNLV games, too, because of Tarkanian.
He was the shark.
They called him the shark. They should have just called him the biggest cheater in the history of sports.
Hey, he's but not he here was to defend himself.
But he was lovable, the Tark.
He was.
So
he was chewing on that towel.
For some reason, it was kind of okay.
Even his nickname kind of gets
Tark
you there,
the shark. Man. They had pictures of Tark the shark, his kids. At UNLV, among them was Stacey Williams, who I know pretty well because he was from Pasadena where I worked. And Larry Johnson, Grandmama, they're all sitting around in a hot tub with like the top mobsters in the country in Las Vegas.
Is that one of the posters?
And they're like waving at the camera, like, oh my goodness. Yeah, it was, God knows what was going on with those UNLV teams.
90s was
back before they really checked into all that stuff.
Katrina says in the chat, following a 2019 student-led process that selected the shark as Beach's new mascot.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
Why do those students get to choose the...
Because they're the students there.
They're going to be gone in 4 years.
Can I tell you that when I was at Beverly Hills High School, the name I think of Beverly Hills High School's athletic teams I still think is not the best. It's the Normans, after the Norman Conquest, which is whatever.
What?
Yeah, Beverly Hills Normans.
Is that Valhalla's?
No, they're Norsemen. The Norsemen.
Oh, they're Norsemen,
yeah,
right.
The Normans I've never heard anywhere but Beverly Hills. But Beverly Hills, when I was in school, so many kids had a certain type of car that they put it on an official ballot to change their name to the Beverly Hills Camaros. Because that was the car of the day.
It clearly didn't win.
Fame, would have been way cooler.
Luckily, it didn't. It might have been cool for like 6 months, but now it'd be kind of stupid. Nobody has a Camaro anymore.
When you choose a nickname for a team, you have to yell out, go, and then the nickname. If it doesn't work, you can't choose it. Go Normans!
That's what we had to say. We had to say.
I thought you were talking about Norman Bates or something.
That was our team name. What can I tell you? I don't recall anybody's uniform saying Normans on it, though. It all said
Beverly
BHHS or something. Yeah. I don't think we didn't flaunt the nickname.
You've made it.
Did I tell you our football uniforms were the exact replica of the Cleveland Browns?
Oh.
Exact.
I can imagine the high school version of that not looking that great.
Yeah.
Right, because the regular version doesn't look that great either.
And especially back when, and I'm not taking a shot at your age, but...
Back in the heyday of uniforms.
You only got one uniform.
Yeah, there was only one like kind of model to build off of.
And if you rip it, you're wearing that ripped jersey for the rest of the year.
Oh, yes.
All right. Padres manager.
It's kind of good now. It's getting good to me. I'm going to keep rolling. Now, somebody just sent me something, said they're real... Well, he said... He thought, whoever just sent me said, thought I said Beverly Hills' name was the Mormons.
No.
Normans with an N.
Yes, we should
go figure that out. Normans. All right, thank you for that. Tweet more Gwen and Chris.
Close, but it's not from a movie. It's just a random Halloween bed.
No. Yeah, I knew it wasn't quite Ghostbusters, but it seems similar.
Huey Lewis didn't do this one.
Huey Lewis didn't do Ghostbusters either. Ray Parker Jr.
Dang it! I don't know why I thought
Huey
Lewis did.
He said that with confidence, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Huey Lewis didn't do this one.
I thought he did.
He actually didn't do either of these.
Huey Lewis was the music behind Back to the Future.
Wow.
Ah,
not even songs, close, by the way.
I mean, they're in the
in
same
terms
era
of genre.
Of movie.
Yeah, maybe same era. 5:37, rounding out this happy hour. Scraby Chronicles follows next. Should be interesting. It's got a lot to complain about.
Probably mostly me.
You know, I'm sure the show is going to feature Chris Ello quite a bit. I'm almost positive.
I have a question.
I won't let him have airtime during my show.
Mm.
I know we have extra time, and we were going
to
do something
I'm going to have to put
here.
My glasses on again, because
the sun is brutal.
But I had a fair question here, I think. Oh, man, you are getting it bad.
I'm going to go put down that shade while Chris is going to help him out.
He's getting blown right out of the
studio. I didn't even bring my glasses up here, I don't think.
If you're watching on YouTube, you can see Tony's getting the sun. First of all, I looked up the Norman Conquest for you Beverly High fans. It was led by a guy, you've probably heard his name, but it was back in the 11th century, William the Conqueror. Remember that? Have you heard that name ever? No.
I probably have.
All right. William Conqueror was the Duke of Normandy at the time. He led the Norman Conquest. It was in England.
There you go.
There we go. Why Beverly Hills High School decided to name their teams after it.
Yeah.
I have no. We love William the Conqueror around here. Darn it, we're going to name our school's team after it. But no, I was watching the NBA game, Tony, and I think of this actually often, and I don't know that we've ever talked about it. I just saw, I think it was DeAndre Hunter, who's not an all-star, but a good player in the NBA, right?
He got traded to Cleveland last year. Yeah,
he's quite good, but I wouldn't call him an all-star player. He might have made an all-star team. But they just passed him the ball in the corner, and he, I don't know, he took a three-point shot and triggered it in less than a second. Like, he didn't have time to even set his feet. And he got fouled, and he swished it. And it doesn't even surprise me anymore when I watch these NBA players play. So it brings to mind this question. What sports athletes nowadays are the most impressive? And I know you can ask, you can answer it a million ways. Like, are you more impressed that a golfer is as good as they are? Or are you more impressed that a hockey player can skate and do what they do? Are you more impressed that a baseball player can hit a fastball 450 feet?
It's a great question.
Or make a three-pointer with a guy in your face in an NBA game like it's a layup? I guess there's something football-related in there, too.
Yeah, I think the first thing that came to my mind was trying to throw a pass as a 400-pound man is about to destroy you.
And put it on target?
But, yeah, sometimes you got to throw to a spot where one's there.
You don't even have, you have very small window, if any, to get those passes in. I think one of the things that impresses me very much about football is tackling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We take it for granted, but you get out in open territory against one of these running backs and you got to get them down on the ground.
I was listening to Sean
Not
Merriman
always easy.
Recently talk about tackling.
Yeah.
And he basically broke it down to it's really the people that want to do it, like are good at it. He said it doesn't take crazy technique. The first thing you need more than anything is a willingness
to tackle. Not turn around and run the other way.
Not turn around, not come in there like,
because that's what I see the Dolphin players do. Get around the corner, they're out of there.
Yeah, that's a great question, man. I think
I don't know that it's really one that has an answer.
I don't know that there is.
You have to be impressed with so much of this stuff. Seriously, when you break it just down, pitching a baseball and putting it where they do with five different pitches and the speed, the hitting. I think people in general consider hitting a baseball the hardest thing to do.
Yeah, I think that's probably the hardest of all of those things.
So you'd need to be impressed when Schwarber or Otani or one of these guys or Manny hits it 450 feet. So it's a tough
guarding thing. Guarding a wide receiver in today's game?
Man. Cornerback. Toughest position in sports. I would put that in the running right there. Not knowing where those guys are going and be able to defend them.
We'll have to ponder that one a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think you can answer it in 17 minutes.
We have some traffic, but when we come back from traffic, Scraby has how many questions?
Four big questions
surrounding the 2026 Padres. We'll get into it after traffic.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer,
plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, I'll out myself on something real quick. So they put up, is his name Troy?
Treya Savage.
And there's different levels that he's been through this year. And I go, look, guys, man, isn't it crazy this guy started his season with Dunedin in single A? And they both look at me and they go, it's...
Dunedin.
I didn't even know. Are you kidding me? I've never heard of that in my life.
No, that's what it is. Dunedin is actually next to...
Juventus.
That's where Dunedin is.
That I mispronounced way back when.
All right, Scrape, we've got four big questions surrounding the 2026 season. Let's hear question number four.
All right. Well, they're not like numbered or anything.
Okay, let's hear a question.
Thank you. Can Nick Pivetta be the same guy we saw this year? He made 31 starts last year. Most innings pitched of his career, most Ks of his career, most wins of his career. His stats, he was 13-5, 2.87 ERA, 190 strikeouts, 0.99 whip. Can he be this guy next year? He set career highs. It's always hard to follow up a season of career highs with more career highs. What do you guys think?
I think you just answered it.
It's hard to follow up a season of career highs with more career highs.
Is this Ramon? Who is this?
Nick Pivetta.
I mean, an ERA that was 1.60 lower than his career. That is a lot.
It is.
So to expect that again, I don't think the Padres will expect that again. So, you just take that under advisement. Now, I also think he's found something where he's going to come back and be really good again.
I think so,
but
too.
I don't, 13-5, 287, I mean, they haven't had the Cy Young balloting yet, but he's going to be top five, isn't he?
So, I would hope, but I'm not hearing for anything.
All right, well, even if he comes in sixth or seventh, I don't think you can expect and count on that repeating. I hope it does, of course. But
all right, well, let me shift the question a little bit. What's another solid season for Nick Pivetta? If he can't do those numbers, I mean, basically, does he just have to do?
I mean, his whip was under one.
Yeah, that's pretty difficult.
I mean, give me a 1.1. Give me an ERA of 3.5 or lower, and make all your starts again. That's a great season next year.
What do you think, Tony?
Yeah, I think it's a lot to ask for him to top what he did this year, because that was from start to finish.
Yeah,
I can't remember too many. He didn't have a bad stretch at all last season.
No, he might have had like one.
He had one bad
start.
Yeah. It'd be like four good ones, five good ones. So I think it'd be tough to match that, but I think Chris is right. I think part of Nick Pivetta's success was him finding, kind of putting together everything that works. And I expect him to have another good year next season.
All right, another question. Can Fernando keep the walk numbers up while hitting for power? Because it seemed like at points last year, it was either he had a good eye and would get on base, but it did come at the expense of the power. Can he do both next year? He had the most walks of his career this year, second lowest OPS of his career, however. But, Tony, what do you think? I mean, does this matter? Because I said this last night. Does it matter where he bats in the lineup? Like, depending on his power versus walks? Because at the leadoff spot...
talking about Fernando again, right?
Yes. The leadoff spot, he's kind of being asked just to get on base. So walk...
I don't think that's true.
Okay.
I think that's how it played out, was that as the power dipped, he found other ways to get on and help. And so that's what it turned out to be. I think in a perfect world, he puts it all together. But I don't... People are still locked in on... It seems like the expectation is like around 40.
They are.
And
I
don't think that's a fair prediction. He's done it once. This is now, what, the second straight season where he's played probably the most games he's played.
This year was definitely the most he's played.
I don't know that 40 is the number. I think if you're approaching 30, that's the realm. 25 to 35.
35. 25 has never had more than that, actually.
He had 25 this year, and I kind of sneezed at his 20.
But that's the second highest.
But that's what I'm saying, is that it's 40 plus 25.
Yeah.
So why do we keep assuming that the 40 is the norm as opposed to the ceiling?
Yeah, it turns out the 42 is probably the outlier.
Right.
Here.
And so I don't know that 25 to 30 is probably where Toddy's going to sit most years. Now, he's so talented, he could go on a heater and get to 40 again, but do you guys remember that season? It was ridiculous.
Yeah. His WAR last year was actually higher than his WAR of 2023, but that 2021 season, 6.6 WAR, his OPS plus was 166.
Stupid Juan Soto finished ahead of him in the MVP balloting.
He says, great Juan Soto. Juan Soto. Anything, Chris, on the Fernando power / walk conversation?
I want to see the slug go up. Okay. And that doesn't mean
right.
Home runs.
That doesn't mean home
doesn't
runs.
Doesn't have to be home
doubles,
runs.
Doubles, triples.
Yeah. That's what the question should be surrounding is his slug.
Can he slug more?
And
while
I think he's certainly capable.
Because the slug was much lower than we're used to. And I don't know that he can get as many walks, but I'll be willing to give up a few walks if the slug goes back up.
Yeah.
That's my answer.
That's fair.
All right, next one. Can Jackson Merrill put together some semblance of his rookie year? Last year, he improved in some things, even though he played 41 fewer games and 114 less at-bats in his rookie season. He had more walks in 2025, same amount of triples. He had 8 fewer home runs, 6 fewer doubles. His OPS went from 826 to 774. He did strike out more this year than his rookie season, but his September, October, in 24 games, 7 homers, 275 average, 946 OPS, and we've talked about it before. You always want to see a guy on the uptrend at the end of the season. What's wrong, Tony?
I miss who you're
giving me
about.
A perplexed look. Who Jackson Merrill.
Oh, we talked a little bit about this yesterday.
A little bit, yeah.
Question is,
can he put together a semblance of his rookie year? But the answer I came to was he still had a pretty darn good season for missing 41 games and dealing with nagging injuries.
I think that it's – we don't know 100%. I don't know that we know as accurately as you may be able to decipher Toddy, for instance, of what Jackson's ceiling is. He had a great rookie year. But his second season that you would kind of use to kind of figure out was kind of messed up because of the injuries. He missed enough time to where you kind of really don't know what the numbers were going to look like.
He missed 50 games. That's almost a third of the season. Not quite, but almost a third.
So, you know, I think we're going to have to wait for year three and see how that one plays out before we can start really trying to predict who Jackson's going to be. Because I don't think we honestly know yet. We do know... He's a guy that you want in your lineup, top part of the lineup,
yeah,
for sure.
You do know that he is going to hit.
Yes.
Chris, anything?
Yeah, I do. First of all, I think he's going to be a superstar player, and I think that the sophomore slump is kind of a real thing, and I don't think that he had it happen to him as badly as it could have, even with the injuries. So totally expect him to get back to 20-plus homers for sure. I'd love to see him quite maybe – pushed that 100 RBI. He had 90 last year or year before, so he could get 100. Here's the one area I'd like to see some improvement, but I don't know if it can be done without sacrificing anything. He has struck out 209 times now and walked 62.
K-to-walk ratio a little wacky.
I'd like to get that a little closer. I'd like to see a few more. And that probably will come with knowing the strike zone better. Tony will answer for me. But I think once you get even a third, fourth year of seeing strike zones, you know, you manage that better.
Well, how many years has it been for Toddy?
Right. This is sixth or seventh
this
year.
This is first year that he's really managed the zone.
Yeah, so it takes time.
You know, it takes some time to learn that.
Yeah.
That's why I say it's tough to really predict what Jackson's going to do. He's still learning lot at the big league level.
Right. He still wasn't supposed to chug that beer at the soccer mat. Oh, yes, he was. He's 22.
Wasn't a beer, though.
It was a cocktail.
I thought it was a mocktail.
It might have been. You never know.
Could have been a mocktail.
You never know.
You can't chug a mocktail.
Give him the benefit of the doubt.
I got balls in it.
But why? Are people mad at Jackson Merrill for doing that? You brought it up.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Last one. Can Randy Vasquez take another step forward? Randy Vasquez had the second best WAR among starters on the team last year, just behind Nick Pivetta. He pitched more innings, made more starts. ERA was lower. WHIP was lower. Ks were up. So, Chris, can Randy Vasquez take another step forward?
Well, I promise to do my part. And my part is to make sure that I don't pick him back up for my fantasy team next year.
Thank you.
So I'll let him go to some other team where he will flourish.
Okay, good. I do believe flourishing.
Because I think I held him back this year.
Who'd you held back?
Randy Vasquez.
No, I think he's going to flourish. He's showing all the signs of it. But I will say there has to come. Well, not anymore. Going to say. That's the coming time when Mike Schilt truly trusts him, but that obviously won't matter.
It won't be Mike.
They got to still be able to trust him, and he's got to break through the ceiling where he knows he can pitch into the fifth, sixth inning and give up a couple hits and stay in the game. But hopefully that time's coming because I think Tony agreed. I saw a lot of good flashes.
I did too, man.
I'm fired up for him.
I'm excited for Randy Vasquez, man. I think he can make that next jump. He could be the next guy that Ruben Niebla has developed into a heck of a starter.
Manager Ruben Niebla?
Quite. That's the other thing I think about selfishly. Pitching has been pretty reliable ever since Ruben stepped into that role. He won't be able to have the same hands-on approach as a manager.
Yeah. He's going to trickle over there and tell the bullpen guy.
Someone else is going to be like, yeah, I need you over here.
This is delegation time as a manager.
Delegate!
Scraby Chronicles.
Yes.
Up next.
No idea what we're going to talk about.
Update the World Series. It's 10-2 Dodgers while we were talking. No, it isn't.
Sorry. Tony was talking.
It's all good. Scraby Chronicles up next. Short show tomorrow. All three of us back at it. Have a good night.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.